What up, what up, what up? It's Chance. Thanks for joining me. Welcome back to the Chance Berryman podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about, basically, this is an audio version of the most recent post on the blog, chanceberryman.com, formerly known and also still known as solitarybeast.com. So my most recent article I wrote is entitled, Four Ways Mainstream Social Skills Advice is Ruining Your Life. And this is based on my own personal experience with like Googling or reading books about, you know, social skills hacks or how to be more social, how to make friends, how to do this, how to do that. And I found after many years of trial and error that almost all of it is complete bullshit. It's complete bullshit. I hate to burst your bubble, but then again, if you clicked on a podcast with this title and you're listening, it's probably because you agree or you've already found out for yourself. Unfortunately, that a lot of these little articles that you see on BuzzFeed or whatever, or Psychology Today, or anybody who thinks they're a social skills coach, most of it is complete bullshit. And I think the crux of the situation, or it all kind of boils down to, I'll say it like this, it all kind of boils down to, and I'll just speak for myself, but probably a lot of people who follow my content will relate to what I'm saying. The foundation of the problem is that if you are a person, this is just my opinion, if you are a person who has to like look up social skills advice, like that's the problem. The problem is not that you don't have social skills or that you have poor social skills. The problem is that you're a person who has to even look it up, which I don't think most people have to do. So that's actually just the underlying issue right there. And I don't say that to make it sound like there's anything wrong or bad or incorrect about you or me in this case. But what I am saying is like, that's actually the deeper issue, right? So it's not like you can read any number of articles or books or whatnot and really overcome that, because it's a deeper issue than just like, okay, say this, do that, say this, right? Because it's all about where the mechanical like advice or tips that you might be doing, it's all about where they're coming from. Hopefully that makes sense. My mentor, Owen Cook, or one of my mentors, Owen Cook, has the saying, the self is always shining through. And I think that that's what's important about this issue is like, I can't mechanically teach you, for example, and I would encourage you to go to solitarybeast.com and read this article, and I'll try to link it in the notes. But some of the mainstream social skills advice will be like, hey, ask a lot of questions about the person's life, make good eye contact, you know, say their name a lot. These are kind of like the main things that people will tell you. And it's based on this old book, How to Make Friends or How to Win Friends and Influence People. The problem is, you know, it's interesting. The problem is that kind of it doesn't work. When you do it in real life, it ends up, I'll speak for myself, when I've done these things in real life, it ends up like creeping the other person out. And then I'll also point out, this is just my experience, my opinion, that it's very obvious to me, probably because I'm a person who's looked this stuff up, it's very obvious when somebody is doing like eight hacks to make more friends or 10 ways to be more likable. It's, to me, it's super obvious when people are doing it to me. Like they're probably a little bit socially awkward and they've probably tried to figure out how to be more social. And now I know, like having been on the receiving end of that, I understand why it falls flat so often. Cause it just, the problem is not like, oh, ask questions, do this, do that. The problem is that the person is not socially comfortable, and no matter what they do, it's going to be weird. So it's kind of like if a charming person could get away with not asking so many questions, and that's actually one of the advices that I give in the article, a charming person or a person who's more comfortable with themselves could break all these rules or break like 80% of them and still make more friends than a person who's just not comfortable with themselves and they try to do the exact same things. We probably all experience this where you watch somebody, you're like, wait a minute, that guy did everything wrong, but he still is like getting a better result than you or I might have gotten, right? So let's just go over this article very quickly. And like I said, I really encourage you guys to go read it. It's pretty short. Four ways mainstream social skills advice is ruining your life. So basically what I started doing is just like the opposite of all this bullshit advice that I was reading online and in books. And I did feel, I just feel better. Like I feel like I was getting better responses from other people. And personally, I just felt better about myself, because that's a weird feeling. Like if you're trying to connect with someone, and it's just like landing flat, or it feels as if like they're sort of perceiving you as awkward or weird. That's a really uncomfortable feeling. So at least I did start feeling that less. So the number one thing that I would say here is that asking questions makes you look needy and nosy. And that's actually, ironically, that's the number one thing that people will tell you to do. Oh, ask questions about the other person's life. Do this, do that. So I have a person who I'm familiar with who texted me the other day, and she asked me about something, which she's already asked me about a ton of times. And then when we've hung out like socially once or twice, and she has this habit of asking like questions about my life. Oh, what happened with this? What about that? How's this going? How's that going? And I want to believe that it's coming from a place of her just like trying to connect with me, but it feels like it just feels weird. And it feels nosy, because it's like, why are you asking me so many questions? Like I said, we've only hung out socially a handful of times, like 2 times, even though I know her professionally through my business. So it's kind of like, dude, stop asking me in my head. I think stop asking me so many questions. It's weird that you're this curious about every aspect of my life. So that's the number one worst piece of advice, is that asking questions makes you look needy. It's actually better. What I'm advise you guys to do, and this is from Cold Approach, is actually make statements. Making statements and letting the other person kind of like fill in the blank or open up as much as they want to is what I found to be a better strategy. For example, so this particular person asked me about like a family member that was coming to visit or this and that. And she's asked me about it more than once, which is weird, because it's like, stop. Like, how much more information do you want? We don't know each other very well. And shout out to this girl, because like, here's the thing. She probably is just trying to make friends with me and connect with me. She probably doesn't really care that much. She's trying to show me that she's interested in me. But because we don't know each other very well, it feels weird. What it would be better for her to do, or somebody in your situation, my situation, instead of asking people questions that could be perceived as like nosy, you could just be like, oh, hey, you know, you seem like you hike a lot, or you seem really outdoorsy. You seem like you're probably kind of a bad boy. You seem like you're kind of like, you know, make an assumption instead of asking a question. Oh, you seem like you grew up on the East Coast. You kind of have this edge. That's actually a more confident thing to say. And it shows a little bit of your personality more than just being like, where are you from? Where'd you grow up? What happened this? Da-da-da-da-da-da. You kind of have to be able to read the room. This is going to come mostly from trial and error, mostly error. But you'll have to be able to feel it out and decide like when is a good time to ask a question, and like how you follow it up with more questions. This is counterintuitive advice. But the thing about it is that if you're a person who has to look up social skills advice, you're probably asking too many questions. Basically, that's going to be my whole advice for this whole article, is like, if you're a person who looks up these like 5 social skills hacks online, the tendency is that you go out and you overdo it. You ask too many questions rather than being like letting the conversation flow. So because you're just trying, oh, these are the hacks that they're supposed to work. Da, 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 let me do them. And then you make the person think that you're a serial killer. So number 2, you're smiling too much. This is another thing that people tell you to do. Oh, smile, look friendly, be open. And the point that I made in the article is that you'll look like a inflatable, like jack-o'-lantern or something, growing around grinning, especially as a grown man. Like, as a grown man walking around smiling, there's a video on my YouTube channel. I think I took it down though, but it's about like, should men smile in pictures? And overwhelmingly, the research shows, like they've done studies on like, multiple universities have done studies on this, and they've shown across the board that women find guys smiling with their whole big toothy grin to be like less attractive than men who have a more serious look or a more neutral look. I feel like when you smile too much, you kind of look like a puppy. And as a grown man, that's the opposite of what you want to express. The other thing is, smiling too much, in my opinion, is like giving away a lot of your power. People want to feel like, this is my opinion, people want to feel like they're meeting someone of like a higher status or a higher value than them. But if you come up to them grinning, like I said, like an inflatable lawn toy or like the Cheshire cat, it's already like you want their validation, if that makes sense. You want their validation. And so that's why you're grinning and smiling so much. It's kind of like how a dog walks up to you with his tail wagging. And it's cute when a dog does it, but when you as an adult man does it, it doesn't work as well. It will probably be better if you, instead of like grinning like a bobblehead toy for no reason, right? You probably don't know this person very well. You're either just meeting them or you have like a budding relationship. As you get more into a relationship or a friendship with someone, in my opinion, you could relax. But in the first kind of like interactions, the first few interactions, you don't have to give away your power like that. And you don't want that person to think that they've completely won you over, male or female. I would suggest these skills, if you're starting a new job, if you like maybe join some kind of team and you're meeting new people of both sexes, it's not just dating. You don't want to seem like you're already won over and you just want the person to like you. That's the thing. Smiling too much from the get-go for no reason makes it seem like you just want the person to like you so much. And that's just not necessary. And I think it makes people feel suspicious. At least that's like the feedback or the types of results that I've noticed. And here's the thing. The good thing about this is that you can try a bunch of different stuff. And I probably can't fit it into this podcast, but I'll release another episode right after this one. That's kind of talking about the things, the counterintuitive social skills advice that does work. This one is mostly just about like how mainstream social skills advice is mostly fucking people over. All right. So like, you don't have to smile so much. You can listen when you meet somebody, you don't have to ice grill them like you're getting ready to mug them, but you could smile with your eyes, or you can like kind of give them a wink or like a little cool little half smile. Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you. Shake their hand. But grinning like an idiot, bro, even though all the like advice articles will tell you to do that, is a non-starter. It's low value to need approval from somebody and you don't even know them. You're automatically, in my opinion, automatically placing them below you, placing yourself below them and placing them above you. And you're just approaching them like a golden retriever with your tail wagging, trying to get validation from somebody you don't even know them. So the article has actually four things, but I'm going to wrap it up with this one, is that it's okay to talk about yourself. So one of the things that mainstream social skills advice will tell you is that you don't talk about yourself, that you ask a whole bunch of questions and you get the other person to open up. And there is a time and a place for that. There definitely is. And it's a strategy that I use really well. But here's the thing. When you get to that point where you ask a lot of questions and the person is flattered that you're interested in them, in my opinion, is after. That's after you have established yourself as a person that they want to talk to, that they want validation from. If you just show up and you're like asking a whole bunch of questions, it's weird because it's like, well, why is this person, are they like an FBI investigator? Is this some kind of like, you know, like infiltration? Are they a spy? What do they want? But once you've reached the turning point in the interaction where that person sees you as like cool or interesting or somebody that they want to get to know, at that point, when you ask questions and you express interest in them, this is my personal experience of trying, like I said, I've tried everything, I've done everything wrong, I've made every single mistake, and that's why I can give you guys this advice. At that point, when the script flips and that person wants your validation, or they kind of like want to be friends with you, or they're interested in you, that's when they will feel flattered by you asking a bunch of questions. So the antidote to that is to, like I said before, make statements. Oh, you have red hair, you must be of a Viking descent or something like that. Just, you can say anything funny or goofy. I can't think of a good example right now. Or talking about yourself. So this is the complete opposite of what the traditional social skills, life hacks people will talk about. But just make statements and kind of talking about yourself is sort of better, because then the person can sort of sit back and observe you and decide if they want to like let that hook point happen and let the script flip, for example. So what I would do is I'll kind of feel like, oh, hey, how's it going? What's up? Hey, do you come to this bar a lot? For example, if I'm out meeting people socially, and then I say, oh yeah, this is my second time being here. My friend brought me here. And then I'll just talk about myself, which is the opposite of what people tell you to do, but it works a little bit better because then you're kind of showing your confidence. Oh, you know, I come here pretty much every Monday. I really like the dance night that they have. Some of my friends work at the bar. Oh, I play soccer with these two guys that work here at this club. Da, 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 da. I live around the corner. I really like this area. It's kind of bumping. I like the music here. I like the food. And then you kind of just open up to the person. And then after you sort of gave your little, not quite of a monologue, but you shared a little bit about yourself, that's a better time. Or this is the thing too, you give the other person a chance to ask you questions. A lot of the mainstream social skills advice comes from this frame of like, that you want to be so likable to the person, or you want to show the other person that you're so into them. That's like the question thing, the smiling a whole bunch of times, all this stuff, the giving compliments, saying their name a lot. It's too much value up front. Maybe this works for girls. I think probably a lot of people who write these articles are like women. And for a woman, if a woman comes up to you and she's showing interest in you and saying your name a lot, if you're attracted to her, if she seems cool, that probably works better for them. As a guy, you kind of seem, in my experience, you just seem creepy. So when I'll start off maybe with a question or something, you know, hey, how's it going? Or I like your shoes or something, some kind of opener like that. And then I will go more into myself. Oh, I really like your outfit. that's cool that you wore that. You know, I couldn't decide what to wear myself. I was going to go kind of casual with the jeans, and I thought it might be cool to dress up a little bit and wear some nice clothes, a nice chain just in case, or this or that. You can go to this whole maybe little 60-second, 90-second, like I said, mini monologue, and give the other person a chance to say, oh, well, I really like your outfit. Or, yeah, that's, you know, sometimes I think of that too. I'm not sure what to wear to certain things. I don't want to be overdressed. And you get a whole conversation. That's a conversation. When you start off with a compliment or just a simple question, not a freaking FBI interrogation, but just a simple ass question. And then you start sharing about yourself. And then at the point that the other person starts asking you a question, even one, oh yeah, that's cool that you decided to wear that. It's funky. I like your shirt. Then you're in a conversation. Up to that point, you're just some potential weirdo bothering them, male or female. So this is what I've decided through my own trial and error has worked a lot better. So when I stop doing these pathetic ass 8 advices to make more friends, 10 quick ways to be more likable, that's when my luck started to change, at least in terms of how I felt in social interactions. Because like I said, pardon me, the main reason why I kind of am releasing this quick podcast is because I wanted people to stop feeling like that. Like that feeling when you're like, oh, this person doesn't want to talk to me. They think I'm creepy. They think I'm weird. I've like pissed them off or made them uncomfortable. Let's all stop having that feeling, even though, I mean, it's unavoidable, but let's lessen the amount of times that happens. All right. So this is pretty quick, 16, 17 minute episode. I really don't have any more to share with you guys other than I missed podcasting. Now that I'm sitting here in front of the microphone, kind of talking about my thoughts, I'm like, oh, I liked this feeling. I missed this. I want to start doing this more. So I would like to say that I'm going to be releasing more episodes in the future. We'll see how that works out. I don't want to make any empty promises, but I'm glad to report that you guys have still been listening to the podcast in my absence. So we've got more listens, more subs, even though I haven't dropped an episode since last year. So, hey guys, I really appreciate you listening to my quick podcast episode. I think it's going to be entitled something like Mainstream Social Skills Advice is Ruining Your Life. And it's going to go out today. So, all right, guys, have a great day. Be productive, be happy, make yourself proud, and listen to one of my other episodes. So one of the most popular episodes on the channel is the first one, which I drop, is called Don't Be Smooth, Be Aggressive. That's actually something that even as I sit here, I have that written on the whiteboard above my head right now in my office. Don't be smooth, be aggressive. And even in this case, just go after, pound it out. Like the way that I learned this stuff that I'm telling you guys right now with social skills, even though I'm certainly not perfect socially, I have better results than I used to get for sure, is I just pounded it out. I wasn't afraid to like get rejected, sometimes make people uncomfortable, not on purpose, but just because I didn't know what I was doing. Sometimes make myself uncomfortable because of the mistakes I was making. And now, having done that, I can come back and report and be like, hey, this is what didn't work. This is what worked better. Try this and maybe get better results for yourself. So yeah, go listen to my episode, Don't Be Smooth, Be Aggressive. Sub to the podcast because I am going to drop some more for you guys. I like doing this. And let me know. You could email me at solitarybeastblog@gmail.com. With anything regarding to the episode. And I do listen, read all the emails, and I get back to most people if you're cool and respectful and not an asshole in the email. All right. I'll see you on the next one. Thanks for listening, guys. Peace.